They're still on top, but Texas Republicans are worried. John McCain won the state by 12 percentage points, but the Texas GOP is fighting changing demographics and a sinking reputation. In fact, Democratic organizers think they could be just a few election cycles away from turning Texas blue. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
When you hold every statewide elected office, including both U.S. Senate seats, the governor's mansion, and majorities in the Texas House and Senate, you're not exactly inclined toward electoral panic. But just because Fort GOP Texas is safe at the moment doesn't mean you aren't worried by the alarming reports of defeat coming back from the eastern and western fronts. Sitting at an outside table at a Starbucks in East Dallas, Republican Congressman Jeb Hensarling is unblinking about how the GOP has failed.
We've lost the pocketbook issues, and it's part of our core identity. People no longer view us as the party of fiscal responsibility. They don't view us as the party of smart government. They don't view us as the party of economic growth.
Hensarling helped lead the House Republican opposition to the $700 billion Wall Street bailout package. Watching the Republican brand transform from a proudly worn gold medallion into something that must be dragged around like Ebenezer Scrooge's chain has not been a pleasant experience. Hensarling is a rising star. He has no wish to spend the next decade inside a marginalized party. He's smart enough to know if you're trying to find your way politically, you ask your voters for the map.
A lot of them are interested in competent government. They're interested in economic growth and opportunity. And they're looking for people who, you know, don't project an angry message.
The perception of the GOP as an angry party is a problem of both style and substance. Republican pollster David Hill began sounding the alarm 2 weeks ago on just this issue. The results of his statewide poll of voter opinion stunned political pundits on both sides.
For example, we found the Republicans are characterized as an angry party, or we found that the Republicans were characterized as a less than welcoming party.
In nearly every negative category, Republicans led Democrats by double-digit margins. For example, 43% of Texas voters believe Republicans are arrogant. Just 15% thought that about Democrats. Corruption, Republicans by 23 points. Racist, 24-point margin. The Democratic Party, on the other hand, enjoys double-digit leads when pollsters asked about positive attributes. Thoughtful, 25 points in favor of the Democrats. Reformer, innovative, smart, fair, professional, competent, pragmatic, and practical. Democrats, yes. Republicans, not so much. And remember, Hill is a Republican pollster. He's not attacking his colleagues. He's warning them.
I'm worried a lot of Republicans have forgotten how Republican realignment occurred and therefore not well positioned to sort of combat the Democrats making a comeback here.
The poll also revealed the Texas GOP is in danger of fracturing, partly along generational lines. Emerging Republicans are less socially conservative, less ideological, and more open to voting for the other party. If there is a Democratic comeback, it's down the road. In the here and now, Texas is dominated by the Republican Party, and the party is dominated by evangelicals. They are believers, and they certainly do not believe that the path to future political success is to water down the GOP's core conservative values.
Show me the last time a moderate Republican campaign won nationally.
Bill Crocker is a Republican National Committee man in Austin, and he speaks for many Texas conservatives.
I can remember all the way back to Kennedy in 1960. Every time we have campaigned as a moderate, we have lost, period.
But the gap between moderate and conservative Texas Republicans could be widened further in a titanic race for governor, incumbent Rick Perry against U.S. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison. It would be the first time in history a U.S. senator has challenged a sitting governor from the same party.
The reality is that it is breaking up the Republican hegemony.
Harvey Kronberg is the editor of one of the state's leading political journals, The Quorum Report. Kronberg believes Republicans have reason to be concerned.
Well, there's a lot of signals, but the easiest signal to understand is in the last three elections, Republican numbers in the Texas House of Representatives have dropped from 88 to 76. So Republicans have a one-vote majority in the Texas House of Representatives, and that's all happened within the last 6 years.
And off in the distance is the sound of marching Hispanic feet, like Santa Anna's army just beyond the horizon. The growth of the Hispanic electorate in Texas is about 2% per election cycle. And the building of the border wall in the Rio Grande Valley, combined with hot anti-illegal immigrant rhetoric, has only helped Democrats with this group of voters. The GOP must claw its way back. The party cannot afford to have the Hispanic vote break 2-1 for Democrats, or it will be like the Alamo Revisited. No matter how well and bravely they fight, Republicans will eventually be overwhelmed by sheer numbers. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.